know, I was just having a little bit of jealous time that away from me. I really didn't know what was going on. I mean, you know, it wasn't like I was doing nothing wrong. I was just coming home a little late. Baby, please, please, you know, that, man, that couch is hard. Please let me come on back.
WMFO Medford.
WMFO in Medford.
91.5 FM WMFO.
On 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
morning, Mr. Sunshine. You brighten up my day. Come sit beside me in your way. I see you every morning outside the restaurants. The music plays so nonchalant. Thank you.
good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Oh, good for you! 91.5 WMFO.
I feel happy of myself!
Well, stop it!
I want you to know. I want you to realize.
We used to write letters to each other a lot. And it was intimidating to talk to him sometimes because he just seemed so isolated by himself.
She started talking about how she wishes that her life was over and she wishes that she was never born.
So I knew he had depression, but I didn't know it was that far.
Said something to me about killing himself.
Tell somebody, tell an adult, counselor, parent, whatever.
It's a hard situation because you do risk making that person very angry and losing their friendship.
It would have been horrible for me if she never talked to me again, but I'd live with it because I know she'd be alive.
Definitely worth getting help, even if you think you're going to lose a friendship, because it's better to lose the friendship than the actual friend.
Suicide is one of the leading causes of death among teens. For more information, contact the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, 888-333-AFSP, or online at afsp.org.
swimming against the tide. In an ocean at the edges, I said all of my emotions, they're just jumping off these pages. I was a stranger to myself. Please don't be a stranger, I will always be your friend. You know I lost my will to live, but I found a way to survive. Gonna open up the songbook. Friends. We'll be right back.
We're gonna have fun.
Oh yeah. If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the programs.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
You think that you can see another man and not break my heart. You wanna be free to not think of me, but what will that cost? Try and find another way to hold out my hand, try and find another way to make you understand that life is short. What you're looking for is a way to close the door on sand.
Thank you.
Love runs high in this time. Give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands,
to show you everyone.
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Be rich. Is he rich like me? Has he taken
us
any time?
To show
you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you.
Thank you.
Hi.
This is Birds Make Birds.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Medford.